From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Students are back in class today at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. The shooting left 17 people dead. It happened 2 weeks ago today. And on the subject of school shootings, how many have there been since Sandy Hook in December of 2012? At the California Democratic Party convention in San Diego last weekend, Senator Dianne Feinstein offered a number.
I thought after Sandy Hook, there would never be another school shooting. Yet after Sandy Hook, 400 people have been shot in over 200 school shootings.
That claim by the senator set the PolitiFact California team in motion, and reporter Chris Nichols is here to talk about what evolved from there. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
I think numbers always catch the attention of fact checkers, but what about this statement caught the attention of your team?
Well, and before we start, I think that everyone can understand and agree that one school shooting is too many, regardless of how many there have actually been. I think we're all feeling outraged and some folks terrified about what's going on, teachers, students, people who are married to teachers like myself. So we're concerned about this topic no matter what the number is. But we're also seeing a wide array of numbers out there. So it just raises the question, which one is the right number? After the shooting in Parkland, Florida, we saw quite a few politicians and advocacy groups come out with widely different numbers about how many school shootings there had been just since the start of this year. So when we heard Senator Feinstein make a statement over the weekend that there had been 200 since Sandy Hook, it really just told us what is the right number. We should go check this out.
It would seem that in some measures it would be straightforward. Shootings are reported, law enforcement agencies are involved, so you just add up what has happened and been reported across the country. Why is it not that straightforward?
Well, the problem is that people just simply don't agree on the definition of what a school shooting is. Some incidents, accidental shootings are counted as a school shooting. A shooting in a parking lot at night after a school has closed between two people may or may not be affiliated with the school. That can sometimes be counted by some groups. So you can have numbers that are pretty large. We've seen everything up to nearly 300 school shootings after Sandy Hook. We've seen a definition that fits with what Senator Feinstein said about 200. And then some more restrictive, more limited definitions would tell you there's closer to 60. Again, I think coming back to the point that, you know, there's no perfect number. There's no number that is justified. But at the same time, how do we study this issue and move forward with sort of shared facts if we can't agree on the number?
I'm going to acknowledge that the professional job that we do overlaps into whatever our personal experience, our frame, our concerns might be, of course. And so you get a statement like that and you, on one hand, jump in with a research. I'm sure you've also had conversations with your wife because she works at a school saying, how gray an area do situations become at times in school in terms of defining and categorizing them?
Right. And I think that, you know, you talk to some of the groups that measure this, and the ones that have the broadest definitions will say any shooting, even if it's accidental, it shatters the confidence of the students and staff, given what the country is experiencing with these much larger shootings like the one that took place in Florida. So I don't think there's any right way at the moment. There's certainly no consensus on how to count these. And that's why we did not place one of our ratings on Feinstein's statement. We did go ahead and take a look at where she got this from, what definition she's relying on. We found a New York Times article that analyzed data from the Gun Violence Archive, which is an independent group. It's a nonprofit. It tracks shootings nationwide. And it found that there were at least 239 school shootings since Sandy Hook, which took place at the end of 2012.
Chris, can I pause you there? Yeah. Does that mean anytime a gun goes off on school property, which seems like the most basic way to figure this out?
With this particular group's definition, no. They had, I guess what you could describe as a little bit more of a middle-of-the-road definition of what is a school shooting. They say it's an incident that occurs on school property when students, faculty, and or staff are on the premises. They don't get into they don't restrict it by the type of shooting. It's not entirely clear to us whether that includes suicides, which, of course, we do have some of those on school grounds. Suicides are a large part of overall gun violence. But they do not include incidents that take place near the school when no students or faculty are present. Those are not considered school shootings.
Okay, so I interrupted your explanation of where the Feinstein comment came from and this New York Times piece citing more research.
Right. Well, and given that definition, I think that, again, because there are other broader definitions, it seems like Feinstein was choosing one that's a little more of the middle of the road. She didn't pick the least restrictive or the broadest. So I think if perhaps she had chosen one of these on the edges, we may have been motivated to place a rating to say she was stretching the truth or sort of taking a narrow look at this. There is one other group that I think is important to talk about, Every Town, and that is it's an advocacy group co-founded by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. It seeks to prevent gun violence. It uses probably the broadest definition out there, and so I will talk a little bit about that. It defines these instances any time a firearm is discharged, discharges a live round inside a school building or on a school campus or grounds. But what PolitiFact has looked at its database, it includes instances where no one was injured. It includes attempted or completed suicides with no intent to injure others, and cases where a gun was fired unintentionally. One example I saw was a student was shot in an attempted robbery in a parking lot after school hours. No students were on the premises. So that's, I think, the case where perhaps some of these groups go a little far in including that and comparing it to something like Sandy Hook or what happened in Florida.
So you have to look at the research from multiple sources to figure out your range. And you've said on the high end, up around 300 or more. What's the lowest number reported? I guess the most narrow filter of what constitutes a school shooting.
We found Time Magazine did an analysis just recently, and it had a more restrictive definition where it required that these incidents led to at least one victim who was injured or killed. So it did not count any of these shootings where maybe it was an accidental shooting, nobody was hurt, or perhaps a shooting where someone intended to injure but just did not. That led to just 63 incidents tallied by Time Magazine.
Just is a relative term, isn't it?
That's right.
I know that's why you want to make sure you have the disclaimer in the beginning, but think about the numbers we're talking about, Chris.
That's right. And you know, I think that everyone can agree one shooting is too many, but we also, I think, struggle as journalists, as I think policymakers struggle, if there is no agreed-upon number, how do you set policy? How do you make recommendations?
And you faced a similar situation with the phrase mass shooting, and you did similar work on that. In fact, we can refer people to the website to an article that you posted about what the lack of consensus on how that phrase is defined.
That's right. And unfortunately, that article was inspired by another terrible shooting rampage. This was the Las Vegas shooting last fall.
Right.
A number of claims at that time about how many mass shootings have taken place in our country. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi made some statements. Hillary Clinton made statements about this. We did a number of articles and fact checks at that time. They are all compiled in one article that we've posted on our website.
You're listening to PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols, and we are talking about gun-related statistics and information. The article on school shootings will be posted later today. Is that right?
That's correct.
So let's talk a little bit more about this compilation of all the fact checks and articles on gun violence. I know there are at least a dozen.
That's right. And this has been sort of a tough process to go back, because I am noticing that each time we have a shooting, we've been inspired, and our national partner PolitiFact has been inspired to do quite a bit of analysis. After the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, we did fact checks after that. The anniversaries of these terrible shootings leads to additional statements and claims that we check.
So there are, as I said, a number of them, but I want to go back and revisit a few. One was a comment made by Democratic Representative Jackie Speier. She had tweeted a photo of herself holding a card that read, hashtag end gun violence. Just say a little bit about that fact check.
Sure. And her statement that we checked out was that 7 children per day have died from gun violence since Sandy Hook. She made that statement on the fourth anniversary of Sandy Hook back in 2016. And we did check it out. We did find data from the CDC that supported this, shows an average of just over 7, what we would say is young people aged 0 to 19 died in connection with firearms in recent years. And what we did is we filled in a little bit more of the picture. This includes accidents. This includes homicides. It includes suicides, which, again, make up a huge portion of gun violence. And it includes not just children, but also young adults, at least up to 18 and 19.
It does remind me that in the case of Dianne Feinstein, she's running for re-election. So sometimes the way numbers are framed has to do with the agenda or the impact. In her case, she's also working right now on gun legislation and has sponsored bills. And, of course, the assault weapon ban is connected to her. So I think it's always important to look at why a statement is made, too, in the choosing of research.
That's right. And as I think there's more consensus on these definitions, we will be able to really hold some of these politicians to account. If our nation comes to some sort of agreement, or our government comes with a definition, and then politicians continue to say choose only to use the broadest definition, I think that there will be a little more accountability. Right now, we're just not in a place where we can really say if there's no agreement on the definition.
So between PolitiFact California and the National PolitiFact, there's a lot out there on statements and claims that have been made related to gun violence.
There is. It's a sad set of research, but it's something that, you know, is a huge part of the national conversation, the conversation here in California, and we'll continue to follow it and to examine the claims that are made.
As far as fact-checking in general, can I mention that you have a presentation tomorrow in Sacramento?
We do. PolitiFact California will be part of the Emerge Summit taking place tomorrow in Sacramento. We'll give a presentation to tell you a little bit about what we do, the wide range of fact-checks, obviously not just gun violence, but we've looked into topics like our new legal recreational marijuana law. We're covering the governor's race. So we'll talk a little bit about the wide range of what we do at that presentation.
All right. Chris is part of the PolitiFact California team. Chris Nichols is with us in the studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for the ongoing great work.
Thank you, Beth.
And you can find this and other fact checks on our website. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.